Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, yeah, this is what you do on a Monday. Anything that's been irritating you, maybe over the weekend or the start to your day, whatever it is, you know, you want to call in, you want to air it out, you want to get it off your chest. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here at 722. Time for What's Bugging You. Call in now and air it out. 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. And we ask that you not be a litter bug. Good morning, Patty. What's bugging you?
Good morning. 50 years ago, I was on food stamps, and in 4 months, I had found a job and got off food stamps. So when you were talking about them this morning, it reminded me of something that happened about 40 years ago. And I was in line in the grocery store. There was a family ahead of me, a very rotund lady with her three healthy-looking children, and they were paying with food stamps. And they had dog food, and the clerk said, sorry, you can't use food stamps for dog food. And she said, she handed it back to the chip. One of the children said, go get hamburger. He'd rather have that anyway. And it's bugging me that in 40 years, I don't think anything has changed.
Wow.
I think that you are right. And a great anecdotal story. Go get hamburger. He'd probably like that better anyway.
Unreal.
Yeah. It is interesting.
But again, you know, people go, oh, that's just an anecdotal story. Well, yeah, but it's real world. And if one person's doing it, you think
we've all been behind a grocery basket that has things that you go, I'd like that. And then you see them paying with their little EBT card or whatever you call it. All right. Let's go to Pete. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Let's talk about the way that this woke, politically correct behavior has been pounded into us over the last decade or so. And I had an example of it over the weekend. I was at the store and I saw a lady that I thought I knew from church. And she's Asian. And I was going to walk over. She nodded at me and I nodded at her. I was going to walk over and say, hi, are you from blah, blah, blah church? And I said, oh, I can't do that because she'll think, I think all Asians look alike.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bob.
I knew where that was going to go. I knew it. I'm like, oh, no.
Well, I knew it was going to go somewhere in that.
Yes.
Yeah, somewhere in there it was going to get possibly uncomfortable. But Pete was astute enough to avoid that possibility because as soon as he said it.
Oh, you're like,
Asian
oh,
lady,
no.
I'm like,
don't get
careful.
In trouble, Pete. Don't get in trouble.
Careful now.
Yeah.
Easy does it, Tiger. 877-975-9825. Call in now for what's bugging you as we go to, hey, Trevor, what's bugging you?
What's bugging me is probably pointless, but it's the weekend bicyclists that get in a pack, they wear their spandex and the stupid helmet, and they hog highways, and I'm afraid I'm going to hit one day. Because they're all over the road. It just, that bugs me.
Well, it's interesting because I came into town Sunday to go to Titan MRI because, well, they opened the doors for me and took care of me. But so I was driving from Keystone in, and that highway, what is it, 21, 26, whatever 26. It is. Is it?
I don't know. I'm not looking.
I've only driven it every day for 5 years.
You only lived here for a couple of decades.
I have no idea what road I'm on. Yep. Anyway. It just looks precarious to me.
Yeah.
The bike lane is not very wide. The travel is legally 60 miles an hour. So anybody pushing it just a little, I just don't understand it. I'm not attacking bicycle riders, and I'm not really defending them either. I just for the For the life of me, I can't quite understand why you'd want to be on a road that is that incredibly busy. Lots of large trucks up and down it all the time. It's like you really can't find better routes than that, or that are more out in the countryside and less traveled. And oh, and by the way, if I can do the what's bugging you, what the heck did we build all those flipping bike paths for? The big, you know, the trails everywhere, taking up old railroad beds, going through towns, and we got one that goes like all the way to Putnam County to Lake Butler or something crazy like that. You've got these paths, and you've got roads far less traveled. Why do you insist on going on these busy, busy roads?
Yep.
And then they wonder, you know, when someone gets hit, you're not going to survive that.
I got one.
Yeah.
Going down I-75 yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And it just, it's like, I've been fortunate so far. And you know how Jeep windshields are. They're very vertical.
Yes.
So when somebody kicks up a rock flying by in the highway, they don't just bounce off. Looks like I'm calling the insurance company today.
Oh, really?
Right in the middle of the windshield. And it's like, are you kidding me? I knew it was going to happen sooner or later, because it almost does to anybody who's got a, you know, Wrangler-type Jeep. It's just that windshield is so vertical, if you get hit, it's going to crack.
Does the cracks extend out more than, say, the size of a silver dollar?
No. It's just the whole star thing, but it's a matter of where it's at, because literally it's right in the middle of the windshield.
If they repair it, not replace it, it will be a distraction? Because they come out pretty good.
Oh, they do. They do. And I've had it done for years, and we had to do my mom's a couple of weeks ago. But at least it was in the far top
corner. Yeah.
This is right in the middle of the windshield.
And you'll be cross-eyed after about 10,000 miles.
And then I'll have a wreck, and then I'll have a real claim. Sorry, Jess.
Well, I want to know how that one turns out, too.
Yeah, I'm kind of bummed.
Again, bicyclist, we're not hating on you. We're just trying to wrap our head around this idea.
Yeah.
And
for those of you who don't take it very professionally, stay off the sidewalk. You don't get the same rights. And make sure you're going with traffic. Don't go against traffic and then cross side streets without stopping.
Wow.
I see it all the time.
That's Greg Cassidy piling on,
just so
you know.
Yes, it is.
Okay, just so you know. Okay. 7:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got a lot more to talk about, and we're going to talk to our investigative reporter, Nanette Holt. She'll be here in about 30 minutes. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.